Hi, I'm Justin Bader. Welcome to day 7 of the Paperless Office Makeover. Now, throughout this challenge, I've encouraged you to use strategies and use tools to help you spend less time dealing with the paper that you receive. And we've taken it for granted that as school administrators, we're always going to have paper. We're not going to have a truly paperless office. But there are things that we can do as leaders to ensure that we get less paper in the first place. And a lot of that has to do with how we ask for information. For example, if you're collecting data from teachers and the practice in your school has been that teachers submit that data in hard copy format, you're going to get a lot of hard copy data in your mailbox. But if instead you send out an Excel spreadsheet and say, please send this data back to me electronically through this spreadsheet, you're going to have less paper to deal with. Another thing you can do is use electronic forms to collect the information you want from your staff or your students or your families. You can do this with a tool like Google Forms, which will save all of the information they collect into a Google spreadsheet, or you can use a more specialized service like WooFoo, or if you're doing a survey, you can use an online tool like SurveyMonkey. Now, this will not only save you time in dealing with those hard copy documents, it'll also make sure that people fill out the form in the way that you want. If you're giving out hard copy surveys or forms for people to fill out, they can write whatever they want. If you're giving out an electronic form, you're going to get much more structured data. And if it's your goal to get that data into a form that you can analyze, then staying electronic 100% of the way is the way to go. And finally, one last approach that you can take is to keep your emails simple. Now, it's very easy to create a complex Word document and attach that to an email, and then people are going to print it and they might give it back to you, they might have things to show you. If you can communicate through simple, plain text emails, you're probably going to end up with less paper to deal with. So that's it for the Paperless Office Makeover. I hope that as a result of this challenge, you have some additional tools within arm's reach so that if you need to throw something in the chronological file or in your future file system or in the folder for your secretary to file, you can do that very easily. You may not be able to deal with less paper overall, but you can deal less with the paper that's in your world. And when you use those strategies like next action stickies to very directly label the action that you're going to take and then organize that work by action, you can get a lot more done in less time. Now, we have more on a lot of these strategies in our different workshops in the High Performance Instructional Leadership Network. And in particular, if you're interested in learning how to use an electronic to-do list app like Todoist, we have a very detailed and very thorough tutorial series in our Going Digital series that's part of the network. So if you're not part of the High Performance Instructional Leadership Network, which is our year-long intensive online, very flexible professional development program for school leaders, I would encourage you to check that out. I'm Justin Bader. Thanks again for joining me, and have a great day.